Welcome to the Self-Care in Long-Term Care podcast series. In the previous podcast, we discussed integrating self-compassion into daily routines. Today, we are going to continue our exploration of self-care through self-empathy. Self-empathy is not feeling sorry for yourself, but rather connecting with and listening to ourselves. Self-empathy allows us to observe our inner experiences while also allowing us to assess our current emotional and mental state without being judgmental by approaching it with pure openness. Self-empathy involves asking ourselves questions in the moment so that we can be kinder to ourselves and others. Questions such as, "What am I feeling?" and "What do I need?" helps provide a clearer understanding of how we are handling different situations. Self-empathy enhances our self-awareness, leads us to create presence, and allows us to focus on ourselves in that specific moment. With self-empathy, it allows us to notice and recognize what's happening within ourselves so that we can respond both authentically and appropriately. Self-empathy is an important part of self-compassion and mindfulness. It is essential to combat physical and emotional exhaustion that comes from the fast-paced world we live and work in. Unfortunately, we also live in a world of uncertainty, and it is a natural part of our life, but it can still make us feel uncomfortable. People who practice self-empathy are often able to adapt more easily to this uncertainty. Caring for our minds through self-empathy helps us embrace change and accept the present moment. Even during difficult times, self-empathy can help to expand our awareness so that we can identify purpose and meaning. As members of the long-term care workforce, we remain strong and our passion for what we do burns bright. In our constantly changing world, we must commit to harnessing emotional transparency and honesty to support our most authentic selves. To do this, we must take time to check in with ourselves. We must provide compassion and empathy to ourselves, just like we would to any coworker or resident in our care. We deserve to give ourselves grace and kindness. Self-empathy enhances our inner strength and confidence while opening us up to a shared purpose and connection. Through self-empathy, we can inspire others with our vision while also articulating our common goals. Now you may be thinking, how do I practice self-empathy? Here are a few ideas to help you get started on the path of self-empathy. First, talk to yourself like you talk to your friends. Don't be harsh or condescending to yourself. If you wouldn't say it to your best friend, then don't say it to yourself. If you find yourself engaging in negative self-talk, take a quick moment to redirect the line of thinking. You can do this by getting out a pen and piece of paper and quickly drawing a box with 2 rows and 5 columns. Label the columns thought, emotion, evidence, new thought, and new emotion. Here is an example. If you are beating yourself up about your career, under thought, you could write, "I'll never have a successful career." Under the column emotion, write down the emotion that is tied to that thought. Perhaps it's sadness or anger. Under evidence, write anything that challenges that negative thought, such as, "I went to a good college." Under new thought, write a replacement for the original thought that considers the evidence, such as, "I haven't found the right career yet, but I believe I will soon." Finally, under new emotion, write down how this new thought makes you feel, such as optimistic, energized, or happy. Repeat this exercise daily until you naturally can stop your negative thought and replace it with a positive one. Next, practice mindfulness to eliminate self-judgment. Along with negative self-talk, self-judgment can cause you pain. Mindfulness is essentially learning to defeat self-judgment and provide yourself with self-compassion. Consider your thoughts and feelings, but do not rule them as bad or good. Be aware of them, but don't let them rule you. Don't try to push away the thought, but don't get stuck on it either. Thoughts are constantly coming and going, and feelings will change. Remember, this too shall pass. Next, forgive yourself. Self-forgiveness doesn't mean pretending you didn't do anything wrong or excusing yourself for what happened, but it does take into account that you show compassion for yourself and recognize your humanity. No one is perfect. Learn from your mistakes and try not to make the same mistake twice. Last, don't compare yourself to others. You can't know the whole story about someone regardless of how well you think you know them. Unfortunately, we often get tied up in the fairy tale picture that social media presents. Try to resist going down the social media rabbit hole, or if you can't resist being on social media and comparing yourself with others, then at the very least, remind yourself that you see only one side of the story. As we bring this podcast to a close, remember that it is okay to provide yourself with self-empathy. Self-empathy makes us stronger by allowing us to listen and comprehend what our bodies, minds, and souls are telling us. Until the next podcast, be well and take a moment to provide yourself with a little self-care through self-empathy. Thank you for joining us today.